The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Indeed, it is Bob Burney Live on a Friday afternoon. It's also the Bill Bunkley Show. No, I'm not Bill Bunkley. Nope. Good friend, but Bill is away from the microphone today. And I have the privilege of doing both shows, Bob Burney Live here in Columbus, Ohio, and the Bill Bunkley Show there in Tampa. So, here in Columbus on AM 880 and 104.5 FM, The Word, and also 570, 760, and 910 AM on Faith Talk in Tampa, two radio stations, one program, and today, one phone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And on my program, Fridays are always open phones. We've already discussed all kinds of things today. There's no such thing as being off topic on Friday. During the week, if I'm talking about something in particular, someone calls, wants to change the topic, often we will say, yeah, that's off topic. Call back Friday. Because on Friday, we can change the topic in a nanosecond. So whatever you want to talk about, whatever you want to discuss, give me a call. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. There was a time when America led the world. No longer. No longer. Sadly. A few minutes ago, I shared with you a story out of Finland. They're basically energy independent. Energy is so abundant in Finland right now, and it won't last, but energy, they've got so much electricity, it's basically zero, the cost. Here in America, we're begging and pleading for Russian oil, Saudi Arabian oil. We are not independent. Finland has pursued nuclear power. America has said, oh, we can't do that. We got to shut down all these nuclear plants. We're way behind the world in energy. The whole transgender thing, which most of you know, transgenderism doesn't exist except in the minds and the imaginations of individuals and liberal leftists, whether they're politicians or pediatricians or psychiatrists. Transgenderism does not exist except in the imagination of the far left. And I double-dog dare you to prove me wrong on that. There is no scientific basis for transgenderism. Dysphoria? Yes. Confusion? Yes. How do you treat someone who is confused about whatever it is? You try to erase the confusion. Unless they are confused about their gender. Well, then you embrace their confusion. It's nuts. Not only is it nuts, it's dangerous. Because we're not talking about somebody who's confused about, you know, how to get to the local McDonald's. You know, I'm confused. I don't know whether I'm going north or south. Well, that's north and that's, yeah. You try to alleviate their confusion. You don't stand back and try to encourage their confusion. That's cruel. Well, that's what people are doing in supporting the whole transgenderism thing. They're supporting and embracing confusion, and embracing it so much, they are encouraging even little children to take life-altering drugs like hormone treatment, puberty blockers, and some even want to physically mutilate even children permanently because they're confused about their gender. Isn't that cruel? Yeah, it really is. Much of the rest of the world has had an awakening. Check it out, Great Britain. Much of Scandinavia has had an awakening. Oh, we were wrong. Oh, okay. Not America. At least not the political, ideological left. This story is out of Great Britain. Now, here in America, if you are transgender, you are a transgender female, which means you are a male pretending to be female. I'm not saying that lightly. I'm not making fun of people. Someone who is confused deserves sympathy and care and concern. But that doesn't alleviate the fact that they're confused. Here in America, if you are a transgender female and want to compete, you're a man, anatomically, biologically, but you think you're a woman, and then you want to compete against other women, but you're a man. That gives you an unfair advantage. Well, not here in America. Look at what happened in swimming. Look what's happening in track meets. Look what's happening in high schools across the country, where girls are being beaten unfairly by someone who has a clear physical advantage. But as I said, much of the rest of the world has had an awakening. Even the Olympics, as liberal as the Olympics are, will not allow transgender females to compete against biological females. The story I have in my hand, headline, British Cycling Bans Transgender Males from Women's Competitions. Well, duh, of course. A male has greater lung capacity than a female. You don't believe me? Check it out. I tell my listeners all the time, don't believe anything I say, nothing that I say, without checking it out for yourself. Check out to see if a man, equal age, etc., a man has a physical advantage in lung capacity. Well, in a sport like cycling, that's huge. Muscular development. Anyway, anyone with any common sense and basic scientific knowledge knows that a man has a physical advantage over a woman even after lowering hormones, even after lowering testosterone. Lowering testosterone does nothing to your lung capacity. Nothing. Nothing. Anyway, the story goes on. Transgender males are to be banned from women's cycling competitions in the United Kingdom, the country's regulatory body has announced. British Cycling, the regulatory body in charge of the sport in the country, has confirmed that it will be banning transgender males from taking part in women's events, which now will be limited to biological females only. Okay, common sense, right? Well, yes. The Times of London said that the decision was made after a lengthy investigation, considering biology, science, anatomy, and they said in the interest of fairness, they're banning transgender females. But that's not sitting well with the transgender community. One transgender cyclist, Zach Bridges, says, and I'm quoting, "This is furthering a genocide." What? A genocide?
Mm-hmm.
He went on. This is a violent act. When literal Nazis, conspiracy theorists, and those who want our eradication are on your side, surely that should give you pause. Genocide? Nazi? A violent act? Yeah. Guess who the radicals are? All right. We need to take a break. Again, it's Open Phone Friday. I'd love to talk to you. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Is there any truth to the old, well, it's not a real old saying, but to the popular saying, go woke, go broke? I'm not sure, but... Ask the folks at Anheuser-Busch. They are still reeling from that whole Dylan Mulvaney fiasco. Their stock is in the tank. Their profits have dropped down to historic lows. And then we have Target that has been in the news for the last week or so with their Pride collection. It was discovered that one of their Pride designers, one of the designers who designed quite a bit of their Pride collection out of Great Britain, is a loud and proud Satanist. And that is true. That's not fantasy. That's true. And some of the Target stores have actually pulled his merchandise. Now, he is quite proud because orders for his merchandise has skyrocketed. Now think about what that says about our culture. It is revealed that someone is a loud and proud Satanist. Their products are pulled from a major department store, and as a result, the number of orders skyrocket. Just think about what that says about us, our country. Target has Target's been doing this for several years. Big Pride thing. This is not new this year. It's just been more blatant. They put the Pride section right up in the front of the store, right in when you come in the front door. It is in your face. Pride this, Pride that. And not just for adults. For babies. Yeah, Pride onesies. No, they're not grooming. No. They're not trying to impact little children. No. We are only responding to what adults want. If you believe that, I got a bridge for you in Brooklyn. And then this year, they featured swimsuits. Well, of course they have swimsuits. I mean, you know, all department stores have swimsuits. Well, these were women's swimsuits. Well, of course they have women's swimsuits. Well, these are women's swimsuits built for men. Say what? A women's swimsuit designed for men. Yeah. Bob, you're making that. No, I'm not making it up. Women's swimsuits, truly, genuinely one-piece women's swimsuit built with a, and I hate to even get into this, built with a crotch designed for male anatomy. Okay. Yeah. Well, they're only doing that for adults. No. Young boys. Yeah. Target was, and I'm assuming they still are, selling girls' swimsuits, one-piece girls' swimsuits with the same crotch, even with instructions on how to use it. Well, there was huge backlash. I don't know why this year, more than past years, but this year more backlash. As a result, Target had emergency meetings in several stores, particularly in the South. The managers of the Target stores were told, you know, maybe you should put the Pride display in the back of the store. Don't have it up by the front door. Put it by way back in the back. Well, that ticked off the whole LGBTQIA plus community. And here's a little lesson that I hope we learn. If you don't already learn, if you have not already learned this, I hope you will. When you try to please everybody, you end up pleasing no one. So that caused backlash from the LGBTQIA plus community because they were being pushed in the back. Now, why did they push the Pride merchandise in the back of the store? The Associated Press said that it was because of violence that was threatened against their employees. In other words, wild-eyed conservative Christians went into the store and threatened violence. That's what the Associated Press reported. Did they have any evidence of that? No. Any actual examples of that? No. No. And in fact, the next day, the Associated Press changed the story and they removed those uncredited claims about violence aimed at employees. In fact, here is the first headline from the Associated Press, verbatim. Target removes some LGBTQ merchandise from stores ahead of June Pride Month after threats of violence to workers. Okay. Well, that wasn't true. So without issuing a retraction or explaining it, they just changed the headline. And then the headline said, Target becomes latest company to suffer backlash for LGBTQ plus support, pulls some Pride Month clothing. Nothing about violence, nothing, yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, how is Target responding? Well, they have pushed the Pride displays in some stores to the back. Some of the stores have removed those crazy girls' and women's swimsuits. Now, conservatives are making a big, big deal out of where their stock is at. And it is true that as of about 3 o'clock this afternoon, stock market closes at 4, Target was at the lowest place with their stock in a year. Okay, the lowest in a year. But it's still much higher than it was in 2019. So is this trend downward permanent? Yeah, we don't know. It's too early to tell.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.